Sorry, I was just laughing. I was just remembering the muffin story.
Not all our stories are muffin stories.
Most of them, but not all of them.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking these guys, they just bloody travel around the country eating muffins, living the life. But we've had darker times, and we want to share one of those with you tonight. We were on our way to a gig, and we found ourselves trapped in a lift. Yeah, it's not a long story, but...
It's claustrophobic in there, and we panicked, to be
honest. It was very intense for the band, yeah, for sure.
We're not too proud to say that we freaked out.
Yeah, shit got very real.
He means that one of the band did a shit in the elevator. It was not comfortable at that point. And that was very early in.
Yeah. And, we were in there for a few hours and we eventually discovered the emergency button that contacts I don't know who that person is exactly.
We didn't know because we were so freaked out and panicked. We didn't even ask her about herself. Usually I'd say, hi, I'm Jermaine, who are you? And, what are your interests? But we're freaking out. We're like, we're trapped in the lift, there's a poo in here.
And she said, don't worry, calm down, take a deep breath. And we said that's
no,
not
no,
great.
No,
That's
not going to help this situation.
She said, where are you trying to get to? And we explained, and she said, okay, well, try pressing the button 3 that corresponds to the floor you're trying to get to. And so we did that, and in hindsight, it was obvious, you know. But at the time, I thought Jermaine had pressed the button. Jermaine,
I thought Brett
thought
had
I'd pressed
it.
And then...
Because I had pressed it the previous time, so I thought, oh, well, Brett probably took a note of that. He'll do it next time. It was more of a communication breakdown than an actual elevator breakdown, but sometimes they can lead to the most traumatic experiences, and that's the case in this particular story, which we hope you learn from.
It's a cautionary tale. Yeah.
Okay, another song then.
Yeah, we'll do another song.
Nigel, the symphony orchestra is switching to bass guitar. And Brett, he's got a glockenspiel, some bongos.
Is it pineapple?
That's a real pineapple, so that's talent. That shows you musicianship there.
Real gift.
So I have a beat.